everyone, and welcome to 10 Minute Match Day, your last minute final word podcast out every Penrith Panthers game day and presented by the Western Weekender. I am Troy Dodds. Nathan Taylor is with me. Happy match day, Nathan.
Happy match day, Troy.
Whether you're on your way to the game, preparing to watch it on TV, or you've just woken up and you're excited about the match tonight, we are here to get you in the footy mood. A big thanks to our match day sponsor this week, Happy Hour Media. If you need voiceovers, phone messages, or an MC, go to happyhourmedia.com.au. All right, let's get straight into the details. It is the Panthers and the Sea Eagles at Four Pines Park, or better known as Brookvale Oval, Nathan. And it could be a wet one out there at Brookie tonight.
Well, I'm wet just sitting here in the podcast studio, Troy. It's been in a horrendous couple of days with the rain, and I don't think it's going to get any much better tonight. A lot of land, Brookvale Oval. Where are you? Four Pines Park?
Four Pines,
okay,
yes.
Okay, there you go. It's going to be a wet one, I'm sure.
Now, last week, of course, big win by the Panthers, 22-16 over the Roosters. A lot of people didn't give Penrith a chance.
Including you?
Well, I was worried, but I still tipped them. There was plenty who didn't. But look, the Panthers got the job done, and yet again, defying the expectations of the naysayers who say, well, this has got to stop eventually when you keep, you know, Nathan Cleary goes down again. But yet again, the understudy steps up, Brad Schneider, a great debut for the club.
Yeah, it was a great debut from Brad Schneider and a great performance by the Panthers all round. They really showed their class and experience there. While you were missing, you know, Nathan Cleary and James Fisher-Harris and whatnot, you still have a mighty side there that has won three premierships and all that, coming up against a Roosters side, which are obviously full of big names themselves. But, you know, the Panthers, at the end of the day, they have too much experience. Their systems are right for this occasion. And Brad Schneider slotted in brilliantly. And it was great to speak to him this week and congratulate him on a great performance.
Manly were pretty disappointing. Watched that game in full against the Dragons. Daly Cherry-Evans and Tom Trbojevic dropped enough ball for the whole season, let alone the game. But look, I don't think Trbojevic plays that bad again. I don't think Cherry-Evans plays that bad again. I don't think Manly play that bad again. And at Brookvale as well, you'd expect Manly will be pretty on for this one.
You would expect so. But as you can see with the weather outside, Troy, that always brings the sides a lot closer together. Especially, you know, we saw in Bathurst last year when it was the Tigers versus Panthers, and the Tigers beat the Panthers that day, and the weather was a major role in it. We know Penrith aren't great wet weather footy specialists either, so hopefully they've got their catching hands on tonight as well. But Manly, I don't know what to make of them. They beat Souths in round one, and we all know what we think of Souths at the moment. They're not great, and then they had another win. Was it against the Eels? Was it?
No, they lost to the Eels. They lost to the Eels, the Seagulls. But they did, they obviously opened the season with that win in Vegas. And then it was a win over the Roosters. So yeah, the form line is, you know,
it's interesting. It's an okay form line, sure. But I don't think, I'm not sure they're quite at the top echelon of teams at the moment. But I could be proven wrong tonight.
Now, interestingly, Manly have actually scored more points than Penrith this season. Manly have scored, I think it was 90 something points at this point of the season, yep. Which is, you know, their attack is certainly not really a problem at all or anything like that. But Penrith's defence, obviously, a lot better as well. Manly's average points scored this year 23. Penrith is 20. Average points conceded, though, Manly 21, Penrith only 13. Mm. So, that point scored stat, Manly 93, Penrith 82. But Penrith have only conceded 54 points, Manly 86. So this constant thing of Penrith's defence holding out, generally only conceding a couple of tries, continues.
Yeah, and as I said to you before, Troy, we know Penrith don't crush teams. You know that they'll defend their way to a victory, and you know they'll have put on enough points to win, but they won't often beat a team by, you know, 40 points, 50 points. They really back their defence, and I think that'll be on show tonight as well.
Well, let's have a little listen to what Ivan Cleary had to say about coming up against the Seagulls.
Yeah, they're moving the ball around a lot. They've got some really good attacking players. Had a couple of really good wins. Probably last week's game, probably not a lot to take from that, I don't think, because they're a completely different beast to Brookvale. Four Pines, sorry. I think they're really dangerous. Got some great players in their team, and we're going to have our hands full.
And, of course, also Cleary confirmed in that that presser much earlier in the week, no Nathan Cleary again tonight. So Brad Schneider steps up and does the job. But the big in is James Fisher-Harris.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Having Fish back after a few weeks off for recovery for his shoulder, and I think he had to go back overseas for a funeral as well for a loved one. He's going to be raring to go, and I'm sure it's going to be excellent to have him back in the team, just leading up front with Moses Leota there. And, yeah, he's going to be very, very, very welcome back for sure. And Nathan Cleary not being there, yeah, it obviously hurts the Panthers as well. But what Brad Schneider did last week, he didn't put a foot wrong. And I'm sure he'll just play his role again tonight as well.
And good to see Jerome Luai step up last week as well. He did really, really well. Now the other thing, of course, is that Penrith go into a bye after this week. And Penrith actually have a pretty good record of going into their first bye with a win. But you've got the inside word on what's happening post-bye. Panthers having a bit of a break.
Yeah, so after their clash against Manly tonight, I believe the boys are having about 6 days off where they can do whatever they want. They can hang at home, they can play the PlayStation, they can go and visit family, across the state, or whatever they wish to do, they're welcome to do. And then they'll come back next weekend and, get prepared for that Bathurst game against the Tigers.
And we will see Nathan Cleary and probably Scott Sorensen back for that that Tigers game as well. The bye, I wrote during the week, I think, you probably put stakes in the ground as far as the season is concerned. And I'm sure that Ivan Cleary would have said, well, let's get to this first bye after 5 rounds, hopefully with more wins than losses in the bank. And they've certainly got more wins than losses in the bank, 3 wins and one loss so far. How do you think, do you think it's important to win this one to go into the bye, or do you think, a 3-2 record would still be okay?
Oh, I think it'd be huge to go into the bye with a win. It's just great for confidence. It'll let the players relax a bit more as well. You just don't know what's going to happen there in Bathurst. The Penrith record, out that way is probably about 50-50. It's not the best. So that it's a win, a win in Bathurst is not assured either. So I think a win on tonight's game would be just what they want before they get a couple of weeks off.
Now, how do you see this one unfolding? It's obviously wet conditions out there. Do you think it's going to be a slugfest, low points, or do you think we can see some magic out there?
I think it's going to be a slugfest. I think it will be low points, just judging by, every other game that's played in wet conditions. It's always tough, whether it's handling errors or the fields are soggy, and they're going to be very soggy tonight, in Brookvale. So, unfortunately, I think it could be a bit of a 50-50 game. Whoever can hold the ball, whoever can, handle the wet conditions better. And we know Penrith do struggle in the wet weather. It'll come down to that, I think.
Penrith, $1.62 favourites with Sportsbet Manly, $2.31. Gamble responsibly, of course. But the Panthers are favourites for the match. It is a 5:30 kickoff. It's sold out, I believe,
yes,
at Four Pines tonight. So Manly, obviously, their fans wanting to see the Panthers in action.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Penrith are the hottest ticket in town. Wherever they go, you'd expect a big crowd wanting to see all the big stars. So I'm not surprised that it's sold out. And make sure you bring your snorkel and your wet weather gear, because you're going to need it.
Now, when we return to Penrith, of course, the great opportunity to go to the Chairman's Lounge. We've got the code word. Now, pretty simple. You just need to check out the Masked Panther column in the current Western Weekender, or go to westernweekender.com.au and read the Masked Panther. For details on how you enter for your chance to win 2 tickets to the Chairman's Lounge for a game of your choice at Panther Stadium this year. And the code word this week, Nathan, is Freddy.
Freddy.
So, perfect. Yep. Send your code word through. You find out through the Masked Panther how you can enter that. Hopefully, you don't need both code words. You either got this one or last week's one.
So, excellent.
And you can win there. And the entry's closed today, so get into that. Now, Nathan, before we go final prediction, Scott McRae, of course. So this is the Scott McRae Cup, because he was born in Manly, and he then, of course, became the Penrith ground announcer.
He's here to ring our siren as well.
He's on the big dollars ringing our siren. Now, he is a guest on our other podcast, Weekend on the Record podcast, that comes out on Monday, and he speaks pretty openly about his axing as the Panthers ground announcer, but also about the good times as well. Here's a little bit of Scott from Monday's podcast.
We're not going to get you back next year. And I went, why? What's the story? And he went, oh, we're just going in a different direction. And I went, okay, what direction is that? He goes, oh, well, I'm not real sure, but, that we're going in a different direction. I was like, okay, cool. And I didn't carry on about it. I mean, I know, as soon as the fans knew it, they went ballistic, which I loved for me.
So make sure you hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts, and get that podcast with Scott McRae. It will be out on Monday. All right, final prediction, Nathan. Panthers Manly tonight.
I think Penrith win. I think Penrith will just be a little bit too classy for them. Hopefully they can handle the wet conditions better. I'm tipping them by, I reckon, 10 points.
Very low scoring game for me. Now that the weather has settled in, I'm going Penrith win 12-10 now. Oh, I had them a bit out, but I think 12-10.
That's too tight.
And I think maybe a Ruben Garrick missed conversion late in the game that gets Penrith home. Clint Gutherson there you go.
Style.
Clint Gutherson style, perhaps. Where are you watching the game, Nathan?
I'll be watching it in my lounge room, Troy.
Okay, well, I'm going to be watching it in my lounge room too with my 3-year-old. We're just her and I at home tonight, so we're going to watch it. She'll get the Panthers jersey on and we'll cheer the boys home. All right, so enjoy your footy. It is on KO and Fox League tonight. Also on 2GB and ABC if you're listening on the radio. It is the Panthers and the Sea Eagles, a 5:30 kickoff at Four Pines Park. Enjoy your footy.
Have a great game.
We'll go to the Panthers. We'll see you next week.
Let's go.